This new Hollywood, far from perfect but changing swiftly in exciting and encouraging ways, is one sign of hope that America can live up to its ideals. Right now, we have a president who communicates via a bizarre language of perpetually shape-shifting Twitter communiques and a capital in gridlock. But Hollywood, traditionally the first place we'd turn when looking for bad behavior or salacious gossip, has in many ways come to seem more thoughtful, stable, and forward-thinking than Washington. Consider a mass-market entertainment like Ryan Coogler's Black Panther, which, though set largely in Africa, speaks of an America that's more inclusive rather than less. A movie like Black Panther, with roles for many terrific black actors who have been underserved by mainstream projects, probably couldn't even have gotten made just 5 years ago. Yet this well-crafted, thoughtful picture not only exists but also has become a massive worldwide hit. This isn't just the kind of movie America wants to see. It's what the world wants to see, and it helps put our best face forward as a nation. If Hollywood is going to continue to thrive as a worldwide economic force, then wouldn't it be smart to keep telling stories that people of all races, orientations, and beliefs can respond to? The best way to do that is to shift the balance of power in Hollywood. When Oprah Winfrey, accepting the Cecil B. DeMille Award at the Golden Globes in January, made an impassioned, politically tinged speech defending the press as we try to navigate these complicated times and asserting that the major changes of the future will come from women of all colors, both the press and casual viewers wondered if it was a nascent bid for the presidency in 2020. Will she or won't she? Should she or shouldn't she? Those questions are beside the point. The crux is that this perfectly constructed and delivered speech, an oratory feat ringing with common sense and generosity, was the kind of dignified, respectful statement that many Americans would generally hope to get from Washington, in at least some form, partisan differences notwithstanding, and which, these days, is nowhere in evidence. Instead, our nation's capital has made Tinseltown seem like a role model. Consider the magnitude of this change: stars speaking out freely about sexual harassment and pay inequality, a hugely popular businesswoman, actor, and television personality igniting the hope that Americans can find a way to put their most generous ideals to work. Old ways of doing business falling away, albeit slowly, to make room at the table for men and women of all colors. It would have been unimaginable in another era.